The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Back at it again. 21 hours ago, we said good night. Now we say good evening or good day, wherever you may be around this godforsakenly troubled planet, if not satanically ruled. It is in grievous straits, as they used to say. Charlotte Iserbeet is up with us first tonight. We're going to talk about some things going on around this formerly wonderful nation of ours that is now being quickly turned into a cesspool of criminality, crime, corruption, moral perversion, you name it. It's just been literally the plug, as I said, has been pulled on the formerly United States of America and Canada and Britain and Western Christian Europe and Australia and New Zealand. God, those poor people down there. 98% of the communist Chinese and the non-communist Chinese have been shot up. They're fully vaxxed, 98%. They didn't use Pfizer, though. Remember, they used a whole different program. And we don't hear stories about those people being murdered with remdesivir. I don't think they're that dumb. Not by a chance. Hello, Charlotte. How are you, my dear? And I am not quite finished with my wonderful Christmas present. Thank you.
Have you gained any weight from it?
We'll have to turn sideways. I have to turn sideways to walk through the door now, if that's any indication. No, I haven't gained any weight.
No, I haven't. Interesting. That means you're not eating breakfast or something. You're just eating that candy.
That's right.
Breakfast. Yeah.
It's not candy.
Okay.
It's manna from heaven, isn't it?
It is. It is really good. Well, I think you've been very... your mother would be proud of you.
Well,
You didn't eat it all in one day.
God, no. Anyhow, listen, there's a buzz on your phone line, and if it persists, we're going to call you back.
I know, and you don't get me into discussing my phone line. I'd like to know if all your listeners have problems with their phone now, landline, this is. I mean, I can't believe I'm the only one, and that this company that I have is the only one, unless it's because I live... You know, down near the river.
No, usually your phone is fine. Todd, should we call her? Wait a minute. Are you telling me you're getting other people tell you? Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Never mind. Never mind, Charlotte.
You're the worst. You're the worst. You're always telling me something's wrong. I don't know. I'm the one that has problems. I can't hear other people because I hear the buzzing. Other people calling me, they don't complain.
They've heard it.
You know?
I just want you to sound your glorious best, that's all.
Yeah, well, that'll be the day. That'll be when you turn the page.
Hey, listen.
I'm really so fed up with everything, and then I have to, well, because I'm fed up with myself, right? Well, in a way, it's going to make your audience feel good. Remember when I thought, oh, hooray, we've got this wonderful Glenn Youngkin going to be, working with the parents and upset.
Oh, everybody got tricked. Yeah, what a con job.
Well,
yeah.
I, at least within 24 hours, I reneged. And
you did.
Apologized.
That's a fact,
but,
everyone. She did.
Boy,
she backed up.
Long,
yes, she did.
Didn't take long for him to come out of his hole, his Heritage Foundation. Okay, right again, huh?
Heritage. His Heritage Closet. Yeah.
First appointment that he made was for, wouldn't you, don't you love the name of this office? And I am the last person on earth to not like diversity, opportunity, and inclusion for people, but I never knew the United States would have to have an office in any government office, right, called diversity, opportunity, and inclusion, because our whole country is based on that. Have we forgotten it?
Our country is based on diversity. Nobody remembers. They don't remember Ellis Island. If you want to see diversity, a textbook brilliant portrayal of diversity, study Ellis Island. Understand what made this country what it once was.
That's the point. I mean, you should go look at the Statue of Liberty. I mean, really, it's always rotten, Masonic thing, but, I'm so tired of it. So anyway, the governor has announced, appointed this woman by the name of Angela Saylor, who's with the Heritage Foundation.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
They never miss a beat. Never miss a beat, Heritage, right? Because we know what you are.
Yeah.
And your audience certainly knows what I think they are. And they have.
Well, look, it's a globalist communist Bolshevik front. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's absolutely communist, and they have a cell in every state. That's their little whatever it is. In Maine, it's called, they finally got Heritage off of the title because everybody was beginning just because I was making noise. So
probably because of you. You've blown the whistle on them first, I think. You did it.
But I mean, now they call themselves, instead of Maine Heritage, they call themselves Maine Policy Institute because Charlotte made so much noise. But,
isn't that cute?
So it's, the worst part of this is it's so in our face with Glenn Youngkin. They don't care anymore.
People, wait a minute. They don't care anymore about us catching on to them. Correct.
No, not at all.
Furthermore, I'll suggest this. I will submit this. Most Americans don't care anymore either. 2 years of being beaten to a pulp with this fraud election with Trump
Come on. Nobody cares about anything except COVID anymore. That to me is.
Yeah, and that's the last thing they should be caring about. It's a fraud.
I know.
We got the flu back. We have the flu back. It's flu.
I know. I want to know, has anybody, we talk about this all the time, but has anybody looked up the regular flu statistics in the United States for the last 2 years?
I can give them to you. I will give them to you. I will give them to you. 2 years ago, 2 winters ago, we had between 50 and 60 million cases of influenza A and B in the United States.
Okay.
50 to 60 million. Last year, the CDC told us that, gosh, the flu vanished and we only had 2,300 cases. Where did 50 million cases go? They did 50 million cases were simply renamed COVID, as you well know, and that's how they got away with it. Now the flu is back.
So you said that 2 years ago they said that we had
50 to 60 million.
50 million. And then
that's
last
right.
year we had what?
2,300.
This made my day, my year.
Nobody could put two and two together and figure it out. They thought the flu just vanished. They couldn't figure out that they renamed it COVID. That's how dumb the American people are.
Why doesn't somebody, maybe I'm going to put that, just that quote on every email that I send out up front. Because nobody knows that. I mean, I think we all suspect it. We haven't even bothered to try to find out since we know.
No.
much that's what they did.
Correct.
But how come you don't find it in print anywhere?
Because the media is owned, all of it. Newspaper, magazine, radio, TV, it doesn't matter. Motion pictures, recorded music, it's owned by the same six corporations. And they're all Zionist, international, monetary giants. And they control everything that the sheep see and digest. If they digest anything. What?
You called me a sheep.
I did not.
You called me a sheep.
I certainly did not. I did not.
Well, I think I am, really. I think I've become, I mean, I don't know what I am anymore. I know one thing. I'm just plain tired. I'm very upset with Virginia. You know, my mother was, mother's born there. I'm daughter of the American Revolution and all that. Beautiful
D-A-R.
History, huh? And I love Virginia, and I, you know, I'm so naive. For me to think that anything good could happen, and I shouldn't be talking this way when I'm on radio, and I'm trying to encourage the audience to have
this
hope.
This is not radio. This is just a bunch of nice people sitting around talking.
Yeah, I know, and I don't want to discourage them, and I just am so disgusted. I mean, I'm really very worried. I think I'm more disgusted with the fact that I can't think about, I can't make plans for, I'm sure all your audience knows this, none of us can make plans anymore for anything.
No.
We're still living in our other, you know, it's cognitive dissonance, it's unbelievable. We're still living sort of in the norm, and so we start making plans to do this or that. What are we going to do next year? I've got to leave some time for my grandchildren. Oh, my goodness me. This is me thinking, you know, what can I do? And then I think, well, what? Huh? I can't even see them. What am I making plans for? This is driving us nuts.
Well, I think we've already crossed that line. We are now driven into incompetence. Sociologically, intellectually, it's gone. I went to... you know what Costco stores are, right? Costco?
Yeah, I know.
Big store. Okay, well, I went to one today to get some food for storage, for survival, you know, preparation.
Yeah.
And I looked in there, and I looked at, there were hundreds of people in there, big store, and I didn't see one cart which had any what I would call food preparation or storage in it. All I saw were just-in-time shopping things for tonight's dinner, maybe for a couple of nights' food. And that's all they were doing. No, I figured I'd see carts full of boxes and boxes of this or that that there were people going to take home and put away. Nope.
Well, aren't you glad that means there's more for us?
Well, I got...
aren't buying it.
I'm telling you, there's plenty in those stores. And for you out there who have not properly prepared... get your fannies over there as soon as you can and look
Why
for...
Why don't you get some for me? I need help. I'll pay you.
You're kidding. No one's helping?
I'll pay you.
I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you. You know that.
No, I just wondered if you know where to get it and to ship it.
I can go and buy you a bunch of food and ship it. I'll make that a project for you. I will do that.
Yeah, would you do that? Because I don't go out that much anymore.
No, you don't have to. You don't need to be exposed to those people. They're carrying a lot of crap. Their immune systems are crashing because they've been shot up with this bioweapon, and
it's
you don't
awful.
Want to be around
I
them.
Almost feel Stay. Sorry for these idiots. You know,
stay away from people, Charlotte. Don't get around groups of people. Yeah. Don't do it. Stay home.
I don't. I never go out. But, you know, in the beginning I was mad at them because there are a lot of them in my family. You know, I was really angry, and they were treating me like I was a conspiracy nut freak. You know, I mean, really, come on. This is my own family, my sister's family. But they're all really bad news. So that's. You can go in the history of that one. Goes all the way back to John Foster Dulles and all the communists, you know, on the East Coast. But anyway, you know, they treat me so badly. And now I like them. I don't want them to die. I don't want them to do stupid things like they're doing now. And they are dying. A lot of them are dying, these
idiots. They are.
They're not dying because of COVID. They're dying because they took the jab. And you know, what do you say to them? What do you say to these people?
Nothing. You can't. There's nothing you can say.
That's right. Your mouth just sort of zipped. I mean, I'm sorry it happened. I didn't, you know, my worst enemy I don't want to have this happen to. And I think that's the basic thing is, you know, there are two sides to this country. There's one side that really still cares about everybody, right? We do. You know, even if they don't agree with you, you know, you don't want them to get sick and die. But you know what? We've been put into a position now because we've been so badly treated, beat up, seriously, whatever we would call it. And, you know, that you could, I mean, it's not that we don't want to help them. It's that we don't dare because we get beat up every time we do.
Well, now it's worse than that, though. We won't even just get beat up. We could be infected with things because their bodies are open doors for, they have no immune system left. The Germans found out if you just get two shots in Germany within a few weeks, you only have 12.3% of your immune system left. That's it.
What?
10%. That's all. 12.3% of your immune system remains functional after you've had two shots. That's it. You got no immune system. The door is open. Anything can come in there.
Maybe I will send that to one of my relatives. Will you send that to me?
I'll dig it up. Sure, I will. Yeah. Here's what I'm going to do. All right, listen.
What?
I'll try and do it this weekend. I'm going to go to Costco, and I'm going to hand select a bunch of things for you.
Yeah.
I'll get $400 or $500 worth, and I'll ship it to you, and you will have food for months. Okay.
And I really appreciate that because I'm lucky. I have a lot of friends around, you know, but they do so much for me that you know I don't want to. I just don't want to push them any further, and they're just great. I'm lucky to live in such a remote area and have very good friends, and they cook for me and do all sorts of things. But I don't dare ask anybody to do that. So I'm dumped that on you. That is your appreciation for the 100 pounds of chocolate. Was it 100 pounds?
Yeah, it was 100 pounds. You're bad.
Well, anyway, I'll tell you, I sure will.
I'm gonna take care of you. Don't worry.
What are we meant to be talking about tonight? Oh.
Governor Youngkin, the communist fraud.
Governor Youngkin, he found out about education. And did you know that there's this book that Fox News is pushing by Pete Hegseth, who I like, nice guy. He's written the history of the dumbing down of America. He didn't dare use those words, but. So this book has come out. It's a book on the history of the education disaster. And as I've said, you know, this is going to give us something to talk about. You know, that history, I don't know how many, I think your listeners know this, but that history has been chronicled by at least 20, you know, maybe more like 50 brilliant American researchers. Writers starting in, guess when? 1941. With the first one, I think, to do it. Her name was Bessie Burchett. And she was the head of the Latin department, I think, in Philadelphia public school.
When they used to teach Latin.
That's right. And she wrote this book called Education for Destruction. 1941.
Oh, smart
lady. What about it? How about, Fox News, Pete Hegseth, the first book on the history of the dumbing down of America was written in 1941. Did you know that? I'm asking him that question. Do all these people understand that there's been this huge army of great American researchers, writers, patriots writing books on everything to do with the deliberate dumbing down of America? Mine is just the last one. I think it is sort of the last thing. Well, some people have come along. But still, I mean, and all of a sudden, Fox News, just like nobody had ever written a book before, this is the greatest book of the year. on the history of the education disaster. And I think it's hysterical. You know, it's called the Miseducation of America. And there...
It's under Charlotte's name and guests, the Miseducation of America. Yeah.
That is by Pete Hegseth. H-E-G-S-E-T-H. Now, is it possible that he just doesn't know that there have been at least 40 incredible books, including Bessie Burchett's Wonderful One, written in 1941, which had a picture in it. I remember, I've got the book. It's at Sam's website. That's a free PDF, folks, if you want to read it, at AmericanDeception.com. And the name is Bessie Burchett, B-U-R-C-H-E-T-T. She's the author. And she wrote it in 1941, and her book title is Education for Destruction. And she has a picture in there of a classroom, a great big chalkboard with the communist flag on it. I mean,
crazy.
Look,
well,
it's really such an insult.
Yeah.
It is such an insult to Americans to, well, they boycotted. You see what they did? I always feel sorry for myself. Yeah, my books were all boycotted by Heritage, basically, and the Council for National Policy. How many groups are there? But they're all together in bed together. And it makes up thousands of Americans who have been led to the, you know, deceived by Heritage and the neoconservatives, the Trotskyites. Thousands and thousands. I'm sorry, millions. So anyway... How, you know, it amazes me how successful they've been. It really does. Do you understand what I mean? I mean, wouldn't you think that, like, Cuddy, think of all the Barbara Morris, she wrote way back, early 70s, why, she's still alive, living in Arizona now, why are you losing your children? I mean, really, she went after, she wrote the book on tuition tax credits. How it's going to take, we'd lose all our freedom and education.
This
is Barbara Morris.
Right. I remember that. Okay.
Yeah, I could go on and on. And then Gloria Lentz, who probably people don't remember, I just happened to, she wrote a book, wonderful book, called Raping Our Children. And it was all about the sex ed thing. This is way back with all the disgusting, horrible sex ed stuff.
Well, Judith Reisman was all...
I mean, look, hello, Heritage.
Yeah.
Hello. What the heck?
I know. It's
and here
despicable.
We've got Fox News, Pete Hegseth, who's probably a nice guy. I mean, he probably doesn't even know he's being used.
Probably not. I don't know what to think about situations like that. It's possible he doesn't know. But that's pretty damn dumb if he doesn't. I don't know.
Well, yeah, it really is, considering... what we can say is that our people, the ones I'm talking about, they're in my honor roll, you know, on my website, Deliver Dumbing Down. That's a good honor roll. There are people who are still alive and ones who passed away. Oh, there are hundreds of them. I'm glad I started this about almost 10 years ago. It was a very good idea to do that. And I know that there are a lot of people that should be on it who aren't on it, who I never knew about. But people have to understand that. But the major ones that I did know about are there, and their names are there, and they've written books, they've done movies, they've traveled all over. These are great, great people, and great Americans. And the heck with it, huh? They've known what they've been doing. You know that ever since the Illuminati, huh? I have the book, you know, The Conspiracy, Proofs of Conspiracy by Robeson. We are an original.
Yeah.
I gave it to Jake Klysik as a present. He has it now. And it's really sort of almost falling apart. I mean, I got so excited about some of the stuff that was in that book. The shame on me. My husband was alive then. He got very... luckily, he came along when I was putting it through the copying machine. Oh, this is this old book leather, you know, falling apart. And there's Charlotte, because she found a page in it that talked about the Masons, the teachers of the French royalty, how you, they ought to be taught about, listen to this, they said the teachers of, the Masonic teachers of the French royalty, who were, of course, all religious, Catholic, should teach the students of the children of the French royalty about drop, now listen to this, about dropping borders. Now, that's the verbatim, look, we all know about dropping borders, right? It's used all the time in this United States, right? We've got to drop borders. Look at our southern border. There are no borders anymore. Well, back in 1798, by the way, that book, Robeson gave a copy to George Washington.
Right.
That book of his, Proof to the Conspiracy.
Right.
That's in that book. And when I saw that, I immediately grabbed it, and I turned the copying machine on, and I broke the spine of the book because I had to copy that. Because that's all they've been talking about the past 30 years in our public schools of America, dropping borders, global education, right?
Got it.
Where are you? How come you're not saying you're interested in that?
I'm just listening to words of wisdom being dropped like beautiful shining pearls from...
Well, tell me, what did I say?
You're talking about...
Oh, I caught you.
No, what's her name? You're talking about what's her name, and then you said you gave Jake her book. I'm following this.
I was talking about Robeson's book.
Yeah?
And I gave it to Jake, who has it.
Yes, your Thai guy just said that. I'm listening.
And in that book is what? I want you to repeat. What did I find?
A packet.
French royalty.
You found cocaine in the book.
Red cocaine, that's right. Oh, you kidding, huh? Look, no, the children, this is the book. This is what Robeson found out when he went from Scotland over to France.
Right.
Studies. You know,
now, this is not Paul Robeson. I want to be clear on this. It's not Paul Robeson you're talking
about.
That's
right.
About.
It's the name
Robeson.
John Robeson.
Right.
R-O-B-I-S. And actually, it has been reprinted. People can get it. It's not that expensive. $15, you know, a copy. And that was written in 1798. By a Scottish scholar who's very well known in Europe, all over Europe, in every
area. We actually used to have intelligent people who could actually write and express words of extreme importance. Now what do we have? We have 3-minute video sound bites on TV, which say nothing. Nothing.
It's so awful. You know, it's moving so fast, too. Have you noticed that?
What's their game?
What?
That's their game, sweetie. They're just taking this down as quickly as they can. So what's going on?
But it's very, very, very satanic, I think.
This is the planet Satan. You got
it. I agree. Yeah. This isn't normal. It's not normal. But anyway, so poor old Virginia, that parents group, I suspected them for quite a while. Look, if they're upset with a Marxist on the board, and they should be, I would be. How'd the Marxists get there? They got elected. Virginia elected them.
How did they get there? Yes.
Because
the people put them there.
The idiot people put them there.
Because can't think beyond the end of their nose. Sorry.
Why are the parents not going after that problem the normal way, which would be for them to run for school board?
Well, because the parents are now Gen X and millennials, and they're just not there. They're not there.
Well,
they don't have it anymore.
They don't understand. Look, the most, as the doctor from California way back, Pasadena, he made a comment in his book, River of Pollution. I can't remember his name was Robeson. It was something I'm not sure. But in that book of his, I was on the school board at the time, and I was reading his book, and River of Pollution.
Okay.
That he's about the books, right? And he said that I hope people should listen to this. He said the most important elected official in the United States of America is what?
The important elected official in the United States of America is the
elected school board member.
All of them. Not one of them. Not the chairman.
No, the elected
all of them.
School board member.
Any school board member. Correct.
Yes. He said that is the most important position, elected position in the country.
Well, they have their hand on the jugular of tomorrow. That's called children.
That's right. That's right. And now, I mean, look, what's going on there? I mean, Glenn Youngkin, he's governor. He's got this parents group that's going to fight and get rid of critical race theory and everything. Well, how are they going to get rid of it? They have to get on the school board.
Charlotte, we have too many communists and Zionists and Bolsheviks and Marxists on the school boards already. I don't know how they get there. I know they're elected.
You can't get rid of them. You know, you're talking to me, and I lived this in the 70s when I had these communist Marxists out of Harvard everywhere. They came into Maine, and they all went, because they hadn't had anybody like myself. Well, they did. They had a good superintendent. And we had a pretty good superintendent. And then all of a sudden, they let him go. And we got a new change agent one, the one that I was, that I knew. And actually, I got along pretty well with him because he knew I knew. But when he was brought in, then our community changed enormously. All of these commie leftists from out of state, you know, Massachusetts, Vermont, New York, wherever. They all moved into Maine, and I think...
Oh, Maine is a septic tank now. Sorry.
Oh, it is. And so anyway, when that happened, it was very difficult for me to get reelected. And they really hated me so. I just couldn't understand. I was quite naive. I'd lived out of the country for 20 years. I couldn't understand, what is it about me that they hate so much? All I'm saying is, can't we have 5 minutes of grammar a day? Oh, no, we can't. Well, I did get 5 minutes. 5 minutes of grammar a day.
5 minutes of grammar, 5 minutes of vocabulary, 5 minutes of music history, music appreciation, minutes
and
of art.
An hour of sex education.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the way it was. Yes,
it's true.
They were taking the kids to the cemetery to lie down on graves. That was a death education program. I mean, what I saw was so unbelievable. And when
now what you're seeing is, I think, bestiality is in some of the grammar school texts.
Yes. I don't know. But I told you in 1976, the Berkeley model, health education model. Somebody gave it to me. I lost it, believe it or not. I didn't realize at that time how important it was to hold on to everything. Well, I did lose that. But I know what was in it. And it was for seniors. At least it was seniors, right? Ought to understand the three types of sexual intercourse, including with animals. And that was back in the 1970s. Do you think that Fox News, Bexus, or whatever his name, knows that?
That was actually, honest to God, in the 70s?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's a bleeding communist hemorrhage. Terrible.
I know. Well, yes, and I was so shocked. That's what people almost say to me. How did you get going? How did you stick with us for so long? And I said, well, I never planned on sticking with it so long, but when I saw that, and it was never
well, that's really
me.
I you got me on that one. I would not have guessed that 50 years ago they were pushing that in the text.
You forgot that. Well, yeah, I don't know. You know what? That doesn't mean that our school teachers were doing it. You know, a lot of teachers would call.
No, but they were already making inroads back then. That's really despicable.
Well, they were, but I have to say this, that in the 70s in our school, because we had a good superintendent and they had to change it, it all had to be changed, because I think they got their orders from the islands, where you have all the Rockefellers and Watson and all the fancy globalist trilateral. Everything is on the islands of Maine. And Camden is on the coast, and it's only about, you know, a 10-minute motor ride, right, in a motorboat. And so I believe that we got our instructions from those people. And I think we were definitely one of the first states to be told you're going to do. And, of course, we're small. You can do all sorts of research, pilot research, in a small place. And I'm sure we were used, and I do know that we had an office in the Department of Ed called the National Diffusion Network, and horrible programs came out of there. They were diffused, right, all over the country. And if you were a poor state like Maine, you know, we went for every federal grant you could possibly get. So we had all of these programs coming in, which were National Diffusion Network.
Right.
They were unbelievably horrible programs to destroy our children's values. Nothing other than that. Death education, sex
education. This is outright war on childhood innocence and the most important part of actually being, arguably, a human.
So awful. And now when I see that all of a sudden, poor Pete Hegseth, I'm sorry, Pete, you know, I probably shouldn't have mentioned it, but he's got his name all over the place. This is his book, Fox News. Pete Hegseth has written a book on the history of the education disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, as if that history hasn't been chronicled by at least, I'd say 20, but it's probably 50. I don't want to exaggerate. Brilliant American researcher writers starting in the 1940s. 1941, with Bessie Burchett, with a remarkable book, Education for Destruction, in 1941. And she was in the Philadelphia public school system, and I believe she was in the Latin department. But now what I see here is that I believe that all their work was boycotted, too. No, I don't know. I'm not the only one to feel sorry for myself. Boy.
Oh, you don't feel sorry for yourself. Come on, you're a realist.
You know, it's an amazing story about how a country, really, it's education that did it. It's not like our armies or anything. It was the schools. And by the way, they spend over $1 trillion a year. If you do believe that, that's federal, state, and local. Over $1 trillion a year on so-called education. Mm-hmm. And they can't read, write, count. They can't speak a foreign language. They don't even play music anymore. This doesn't mean there are not a few people who slip through, okay? But no, it's over $1 trillion a year, okay? Now, the Defense Department is under $1 trillion. That's interesting, isn't it?
It is. So I'm surprised. Yeah.
I mean, I got those statistics off the Internet.
You know, Charlotte, listen to me. There is no one alive on this planet who knows as much as you do about this whole issue of going after our children's minds, hearts, and souls through a communist Marxist school system that we have had built right before our eyes. And no one said anything about it. Very few.
Well, nobody. Well, yeah, these other people did. They were terrific. But they're dead now, right?
Well, you remember. You're the only one who remembers them. You're paying tribute to them. You're honoring them. And God bless them for being here and doing what they did. But who else is left? A handful of people. Good people.
We have a few.
We have some good people.
Dennis Cuddy is brilliant, right? He's written many books, Dennis Cuddy. Yeah. You could look his books up on the Internet.
Yeah, I know who he is.
He's got not just education, but he's fantastic on politics, too.
Right.
And there are others. They're quite, you know, well, there probably aren't very many left. I'm trying to think, you know, my buddies out there all saying, oh, don't you remember? I'm doing something wrong. I'm sorry, folks, if I've forgotten you, but there are very few of us left.
Oh, when we lost Judith Reisman, I really, I mean, that, you know, I was very sad. She was another giant. Come on.
Well, yes, and she spent her whole life in the most disgusting, evil environment. I know her office. I used to visit her. Ah, I don't know how she could stand it. It was so horrible because of what she was dealing with.
Working with Kinsey and all that sickness.
Oh, yeah.
Not even sickness. It's pure evil.
You had a real tragedy with, well, of course, we lost my very good friend, Mary Thompson, from California. And she right in the beginning, she was all into the systems developed, PPBS, health education. She was with the parents fighting in California. She died last winter. what? She, yeah, it's just about. No, she. Where are we? Yeah, it's almost a year ago that Mary died. Judith died, and then we lost Rosa Coria. I don't know what on earth she died of. But that was so sudden. And she was our great, you know, star.
She was a new, you know, she was a new star. Yes, she was
what?
Big. She was a new star. She was big. We needed her.
Oh, yes. Yes. Amazing. Yeah. And she was a Democrat. Who cares what people are? I mean, but no. We were really glad that we had a Democrat, you know, who was willing to stand up and speak out about the, especially these moral issues. And anyway, it's been a long road and it's been hard. And I, you know, it bothers me that it's turned out the way it has. You know, with COVID taking the, I almost feel like, you know, all of us have been, you know, to theater for many, many years, the stars in the theater, and everybody's been coming to our, and a lot of people have. We've educated lots of Americans. But all of a sudden, you know, the screen, you know, the beautiful, fancy velvet screen, it comes down, and you're no longer listened to. Because it's COVID.
I
know. Understand me?
It's of course. I'm so sick of it. 2 years they've used this lie to further shred what's left of this culture. You're just destroying it with the COVID lie.
I know, and I don't understand. But yes, I do. You can't understand this if you don't understand that it's satanic. Because it never worked before. It's not like this is the first time there's been an enemy. You know, the two sides, right? Evil, good, whatever. It's not the first time we've had it. But we've had an enemy we could deal with. You know, we didn't like them, but we had to get along with them, sort of.
Correct.
You know, you had to acknowledge that they existed. And with this thing, nobody's able to acknowledge that there's any other enemy out there.
Oh,
well, there is.
That naivete, that stupidity is going to be their end, in addition to having no immune system. But a lot of people are not going to be here in 2 or 3 years, Charlotte. They're going to die.
No, they won't be. And you know what? It's really sad because they're not going to be able to tell us. They wish they'd listen to us.
That's,
you know, it's really
that's
pathetic.
For sure.
Do you have grandchildren?
Not that I know of, no.
You're not going to admit it. Well, I have. Your listeners have grandchildren. They. I don't have to tell them how I feel because I know they feel the same way. It's just awful.
Right.
I mean, we're trying to make plans for our grandchildren's education and to help out. You know, grandparents always have to help
out. I don't think you can put them in college anymore and expect to get an education.
No.
I really don't, unless they're going into a hard science. Hell, they're better off learning a trade and learning
yes, but you could have been talking 3 or 4 years ago. But we won't even have that.
No, we won't. We will not.
I'm wrong.
No, you're right. We won't.
Correct. We can't make plans for anything. Your poor listeners listening to me tonight, because I am depressing. Why don't they tell me to shut up?
You're not depressing anybody.
Enough.
These are the most realistic people on the planet listening to you. So don't worry about that.
Okay, well, maybe they're just as bad as I am. They could be educating me, too. I mean, I love your listeners. I really do. I'm just so sorry for them and their grandchildren. And whenever I start feeling sorry for myself, I say, stop it. Look, you are so lucky compared to 99% of the population of this world. Just shut up, Charlotte. Because I am. And then I think of all these people who don't have enough, didn't have even before, didn't have a job, were sick, couldn't deal with the healthcare system, and that this is dumped on them too. And they love their grandchildren, and they're worried, what's going to happen to my grandchildren? I mean, I'm gonna start crying. I'm starting to cry right on the phone.
It's okay. Someone has to cry for this lost civilization of ours. We're people, Charlotte, dear Charlotte, these people are dying every day by the tens of thousands, and no one's hearing about it. They're dying at home. They're dying at work. They're dying in the car. They're dying in the hospitals. We just had another one of my guests here on the program. His brother, Nothing wrong with him. He was a hypochondriac. So he went into the hospital. As soon as they got him in the hospital, they gave him remdesivir, which destroys his kidney function, filled his lungs with fluid, and Donald Jeffrey's brother died today. They killed him in 2-3 days. Murder.
It is murder.
Of course it is.
You know, I guess we have to forgive some of the people who don't understand this because it's so satanic. Because these people don't believe in Satan, the ones who don't believe what's going on. They haven't arrived there yet.
No,
right?
They don't.
So
that's
if
true.
You don't believe that's satanic, then you're at a point where you're going to deny that what's going on is as evil as it is. And but the thing is, then all of a sudden they start losing all their friends, and you know, and they, it's not because they had COVID before they go in. They go in for something else, and then they give them a shot.
Well, this guy went in. He didn't have COVID. He felt lousy, and he had this or that. He was a hypochondriac. That's a fact. He went in there, and they immediately diagnosed him with COVID. Lie.
Yeah.
And as soon as he signed over authority to the hospital to treat him however they think is best to preserve his health and welfare, he was dead meat. They gave him remdesivir. And he told them, no remdesivir. They don't care. They know what they're doing, these people. They're accessories to mass murder. This is a true Holocaust.
Well, I think you're right. I think, you know, I've talked to you about that time I was in there. It was just a year ago. And I was in for the, brain bleed thing. You know, stroke.
Yeah.
And
the good Lord kept you here with us. I'm telling you.
I left. You know, I came out. I was fine. And I was finished with all the hospital stuff. I had my suitcase. Somebody picked me up. This big, tall guy comes over and pulls me out towards the side and sticks this, like, you know, 9 or 10 inch Q-tip up my nostril. And it was so painful because I could feel it was all the way up. And I'd be pushing it in my brain.
I know. They were pushing against that plate. And it's very thin. And they knew what they were doing.
What are they doing that for?
They were inoculating you with something that was on the end of that swab.
Well, he did not ask me if I wanted it.
Of course not.
He didn't even
tell
me who he was. I didn't know who he was. He didn't have a doctor's. I mean, he
was a ghoul.
What?
A ghoul. He was a ghoul.
I don't.
Ghoul, monster. These people are not human.
Oh, I agree.
They think they're gods. Yeah, tip your head back, Miss Iserby. This won't hurt much. And they cram this 8-inch long thing up your nose and try and push it into your brain.
Yeah, you, it really hurt.
Well, when did that happen in context of the brain bleed you had?
It was the brain bleed was in February. That happened.
Was it before?
Last August. It happened last August. It was about a year or so after.
After, okay.
Yeah, because I was doing pretty well. But I had to go in again. That's right. Yeah. What happened is a year after I had the brain bleed surgery, where they really cracked right through the bone, right?
Yeah.
And it made a big hole in my head. That's really funny, the hole in my... I mean, that, it is funny, huh? Anyway,
that was the second one.
2019, February.
Right.
And
right.
Other incident I'm talking about was about a year later.
Got it.
And from that time on, you see, I've been pretty well. I really came out of that thing beautifully. But after he did that to me, I've gone downhill.
See, okay, I'm sorry. I don't want to say this to you because you know how much I care about you. But the chances are that son of a bitch put something into your brain.
Yes, I think
not so. Directly. It just goes right through, though. It goes right through the blood-brain barrier. It goes into the mucous membrane. That plate is so thin. Anything you put on there could basically work its way through that plate. Anyhow.
I think he has, because I'll tell you one thing. I've always had a marvelous memory. 100%, really. And since then, even the first year after the surgery, I was fine. I didn't lose any memory. But after he did that, my memory started sliding. I'm so mad that I should sue them, but I don't want to do that because then they're going to murder me somehow, right?
Yeah, that could be.
Keep your damn mouth, shut. Don't have any communication with these people. Don't go near the hospital ever again. I will never again.
No needles, no hospital, no.
No, absolutely zero. Well, do you think we've done a good job on these people tonight?
Yes, of course.
Of course you're
always you're always wonderful to listen to, no matter what we talk about.
Your listeners are probably thinking, well, they probably have so much to tell me. Why can't you get them together and do a show that I can listen to them?
Oh, come on now. You are a sage compared to our listeners out there, and I'm not offending any of them, and they know it.
And I've been at it so long that if I weren't slightly knowledgeable, you could consider me a moron. Really.
If any of you want to send me a note, then I'll forward to Charlotte telling her that we want to hear whatever she has to say, because her brilliant perspective is matched by no one that I know. Just send me a note and I'll forward it to her.
Am I meant to send them a note? I want to hear from them.
They'll put their email address. You can write them back if you want.
What?
You just have to understand that there's only one Charlotte Iserbeat, and you're it, like it or not.
I don't know. You're very nice. You're just so kind, you know, when you make, you probably want more candy. Yeah.
Another 1,000 pounds, please.
Have you put any weight on because of that?
No, I'm fine. I'm 151 or 2 or something.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm getting close to your weight.
Secret is don't eat anything else. If you're going to eat candy, just eat the candy till it's gone, then go back to a normal diet.
All day. I agree with you. It's absolutely. Well, we have 2 minutes left and I'm going to go to sleep.
All right, sweetie. Go to sleep. Good night. Say good night, everybody.
Thank you very much. And keep your eye, folks, on the governor of Virginia because he is. Youngkin. Because he knows he's good. He's a good friend of Carl Schwab. You know,
he's slicker than snot. He's one of them.
Your listeners may not know this, but they probably do. But he's very close to those people.
We've reported it before. We've mentioned it. He's not what he seems. So
he's with the Carlisle group.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Off to bed with you.
Yeah,
sleep well.
Thanks a lot for everybody.
Okay.
Much love. Bye-bye.
Good night. All right. Yeah, if you want to send me a note to Cheryl, I'll make sure she gets it. She's such a character. Oh, and what a resource, a treasure. Okay, we'll be back with more. Hang on.